This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Last time we did the Chof Pei, so holding my Chof Gimel.
Yeah.
Okay. Ve'af behemos behari elef.
Yeah.
Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kili kochai seyar behemos behari elef. So the Rashbam that he brings here says that he goes through 1,000 mountains every day. So if they were to be niskak, they would be machriv the whole world because they're a lot, and they are they're big, they're a lot, whatever it is. The Masakash Baruch Hu Sirius Hazacha, the Tzinin on a Keva, the Shama Tzadikah Vasilavai, Shenema Hinen or Koyche B'Masnav. In other words, he still has his Koyach in his Masnaim. Ze Hazacha. For Oinev Sri Bitnoit, Sri Yoldul Elmenik, Sibi Yov Hinen or Bamis, Ashasis Imach, Sine Keva. Hosam Nami, Lesarse Lazacha, San in a Keva. Why by Leviathan? Why did you have to kill it? Why couldn't you just be tzanit? So it says, dogim preti, dogim are just more parts. V'lovid ivcha. Iboy say in the keva malicha mali, that it's salt in the keva is better. The iboy is aim or kim the sib Leviathan is yatsata sachik boy. The had in the keva love urach ara. Achitnami limalchel in the keva. Why do I want it sanin? Kura malicha mali, kavra malicha mali, besim malicha le mali. So herring, salted herring is good, and this is not good. That's an agarata. Okay. Behemah minas amalchus eskalus betzir of ben shal shem avai. Va'af behemah sar elef hainu. Leirak levyos omri koidem, ala af behemah shal levyos ubchinas yisoid shem eschaba lamalchus. So interesting. So here he says Leviathan is a chibur. It's Leviathan is something that's part of Malchus, but the Etzem Malchus is referred to in behemah. Matzina she behemah shayach leMalchus. The tzirufa shemavaya meminya melui absag ma ben. So you have all of these different tzirufim depending on whether you fill in with hey yud, hey hey, hey aleph, vav yud, vav vav, and so on. It, depending on what the miluim are, will give you four different gematrias. So I am basic gematria chesed. Mem hey is a gematria Adam. Ben is a gematria behema. Samach gimel, pshuta gematria losa sigim kulus sog yachtav nalochu inyan adinim. So samach gimel is the most difficult one. Samach gimel is pchinas dinim. So
what is it? I'm saying the tzirufishim havaya. What's the milum is avsag.
If you spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelling out the letters fully. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet.
Right.
That's always like that. So the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and that is Gematria 20. Hey can be spelled Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud.
Right.
Vav can be Vav Aleph Vav or two Vavs. So so depending on which letters you use to fill in, that's going to be the gematria.
So there's so Milui Ayin Beis, are these numbers or these are 72, 63, 45, 52,
yes.
And
72? That's the gematria. Those are the gematrias of Shema Vaya, depending on which milu you use.
It varies so widely from 45 to...
Very simple. If hey is hey aleph, so you have two hey alephs, and you have two hey alephs, so you're missing nine in each one, and the vav can be two vavs, so that's the least. If you have hey with yudin and vav filled in, then you get so you have both hays. Both hays will give you well, they go through he has it on the bottom, spells it out. The yud starts you with 20 always, and then the question is, what do you add with it? Hey, if the hay comes with the yud, you automatically have 50 right there. And then the vav, you have 13. Go through it. He has it on the bottom.
Okay.
If vav aleph vav yud vav, so there you have 30. So there's 27 more, 28 more. So between ayin beis to mem hey, 28 is the difference.
72 minus 45, I think, is 27.
Well, let's go. So Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. So 20, 15 is 35, and another 15 is 50, and Vav, Yud, Vav is 72, another 22, 50 and 22 is 72.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, with a, and there you have in the middle, the vav, you have the aleph in the middle, so it's nine less. Instead of having yud in the middle, you have nine less. So nine from 72 will give you 63. Because you see, the only difference was between whether vav was vav yud vav or vav aleph vav. That's where you drop nine out.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is alephs, and that you get that's the least 45s. And the fourth one gives you hays, which gives you 52. You're adding another four, and that's how you get 52.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It works. No, there's no problem. Okay. And ayin beis is connected. Chochmei says samach gimel is connected. Bina mem hay is connected. Vav ktsavis and nun beis is connected. Malchus. So it goes in order, except for mem hey and nun beis is reversed. That's the interesting part about it. And I'm not sure why that is, but that's the way it is. Samach gimel keneged bina. So all dinim is shayach to bina. Minei binin dinim misarin and so on. Ubina mechayeves toos. Minik ama binoisim mechal de toa. Pirus shebina meetzem inyana. So Bina requires that there be mistakes or possibility for mistakes. Dava mitaych dava. All of these inyanim are inyanim that are learned from something, and that's what they are. The dava mitaych dava, and they are. The dal inim is chalak dal pchinas and hashem shachaya neshama ruach v'nefesh. Ayin beis is chochmas kineged chaya shem neshama. Hasamach gimel kineged neshama v'alpish and hashem sad v'toyri hayin shiatsa toyra v'kol kum inim taheres. Pir shesh efshol shol sog gam shom. Dugmul dav divay ashach b'shem rabbeni ruchim. Shemayim shu'uvim. Afal b'shem nitaru b'ashoka. Im poska ashoka hem inim mitarim yoysa. Kach ha-neshama, mi she-mischaba le-neshama tohar, Rak kol zman she'adayin hashraka l'neshama. Avim hashraka paske yesh psul kasher neshama izeves. So you have the only taira is when there's is a chibur. If it's minutik from it, it's not mitaya. Ma is gematria adam. So I don't know why he says it. I guess he's bothered by the fact that since Samach Gimel, he's saying is shayach to the world of dinim and the world of tos and the world of sigim. If neshama shel sadbi toirhi, then why would that be? That's sort of what's bothering him. To which he replies that chibur is only true kolzman. It's bechibur. If it's not a chibur, it's not tar. Yeah. Ma gimatri adam ukenegit ikitzos adam. A ruach shuzer anpin. Sharuach hu ikitzos adam, but should be a grub kamakoimus. Shadam aimed ben shamal nefesh. Ben u behema. Chelek ha nefesh shamoshechas lamato. Kelisha de krub a holmokri. Nefesh kisechta. Sho she tufa de gufa. So the ben is a lower darga, and it's something which it requires. It's the most outside. It requires. The idea that this is the chitzonistic part that's betzem bahamis without the shituf. Kol eler buzim bepasek tzitkosa kara el mishvatavtem rab adven toshi Hashem tzitkosa kara kel is ein beis the chesed tzit chachma mishpatecha tehoim rabba haino samach gimel oimek roim v'oimek tachas adven toshi Hashem adam is ma behema is ben. So behemah is Mirati Ben, and it's lower dagger. This is a behemah Amramezim Yuchad in Midas Hamalchus. Okay, so you have four dargas going from highest to lowest. Kinegar of Yosin Oimedes Habehemah, Vamiskabal of Zecha be behemah Bahari Elef. Behemah be Gematria Pamayim Shemavaya. Vitamadova. Shatikon shel behema gilu shem havaya kam bebria. Vezeo havaya kfula. Havaya kam ba'olam k'neged havaya lemala. Zutzura shatikon. Vechein lo sidlovoi. K'shem shenichtav nikra. Shem havaya yizgala kam bimiluo. Zeo tikon habehema shem ba'olam. So he's saying over here, first of all, behema. It's fascinating. Behemah's gilui pamayim shemavaya. It means that the chelik behemah is the chelik of this world. It becomes the reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of havaya in this world, and when it reflects it, that's the tikkun. V'chein lo sid lovei k'shem shenichtav ani nikra shemavaya zgal kamim luo zatikkun v'hem shoylam. In other words, whenever you talk about the Tikkun HaShalem, Tikkun HaGomer, you're talking about the Gilui, where even the behemoth in this world, the Bechinas in this world, reflects it reflects that. Adam Tzach Loisa Atzim Nakoach HaLapol. Adam Lashna Adama. Shema Inyan Shal Adama Le'elyan. Behemo Le'chosala Klum. Bom makri b'maral. Ha'iz gabrus al b'emol ha'vitzos arum l'oilam l'hoitzis ha'oilam me'akoil el apoil. So he's saying it's something that's a tate sasra, and I want to explain what he means. A behema purports to be a dover shalom b'toch atzmai. It's called boma. It has everything. It seems to be what it is. The behemah itself says, "I'm a self-contained unit of Artzius," And it's Adam who brings out that Adam has the koyach to bring out from the behemoths of the world the tzuras Adam. So the behema we're talking about over here, more than the behema in terms of more than the behema in terms of the the chelak and the bria, that's mamish chaymer. We're talking about the chelak and Adam, that's behema, and given by itself, when it's not coupled with Adam, it seems to be self-sufficient. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't need anything else. It's only when it comes together that I say that I can turn one into the other. Like you said before about the chibur of Tahara, when it becomes mechuba, that's when I see in it the toiv. So the five middos, specific middos, are pa'ula. Yesod and Malchus are koil everything. So just like in the mashal of what's in clay ha'ilad of a person, Yesod, the cells in Yesod contain the entirety of a person. The tipa zera of a person contains the entirety of a person. So too, and in the Isha, the eggs contain the entirety. So you have the five midas are specific kohos that are different from each other, and that's why they're split apart. Yesod and Malchus are the chlol of everything. Yesod mitzad the noisin, Malchus and mekabel. Yesod nikra kosher mitzar for kol yachad. So the gematria of Chalkel is 100. It's shayach to the entirety of bracha and so on. So you have like this. You have one midah hakoilelas that's koilel everything, and that's the midah of yisoid, which mitzad the noisim, mitzad the zachar, it brings everything together. Then you have Malchus, who koilos nesefes. Atzir harishon, atzir hamala lamata. Atzir hasheni, who is kapsus kola pratim boilom, litztavta vechat sholim. Behainu sheyesoidu lahova dvar milamala lamata. U Malchus inyan sheykabetz umasenu. Shekola pratim mischabim yachat. U memelo azam mischab nashoshat vol lamala. So the kichoil b'shamayim v'aretz is the bringing together of all the chalokei abrias. So when you have the noisim and the mashpia, needs to be able to focus all his koiches to bring out the tipa zera that includes all, and the mekabel needs to be able to receive everything. So these two midas, Yesod Malchus and Yesod Malchus, are unique midos. They are what he calls midas kolos, and the point is, they include an entirety of the Metzias. Zeh alav Yosef abahamis bahari elef. If I can give a mashal to something dime, I guess, a Rav, when he's teaching a Talmud, so a Rav has to be completely dedicated to Talmud. Like everyone says, it means you're completely dedicated. The Shemaya has to be completely dedicated to listen. The Shir itself includes many pratim. So the Shir itself is pieces. That's hasbara is when I break down something into pieces. But nothing good comes out if you listen to pieces. You have to listen to an entirety and the hair, everything. And then you can, if you want to hear the whole thing and your Rav has the whole picture, then the chalokim come across in a way that's mitzdarf. Zeh lev Yosef Abamas Bar Elef. Lev Yosef Yisoyed. Hacholas Midas HaMalchus Ba'olam. Hachiba Sh'etzenes Baruch Lamata. Behemes Bar Elef Yimchidas HaMalchus Ba'atzma. So both of them, so I guess to paraphrase what he's saying is, he's saying that Midas Malchus comes in Zoche Nekeva, the same Mohus. Yesod is the Zoche Shaboy, and Malchus per se is the Nekeva Shaboy, but both of them have the same Matara. It says a behema rests on 1,000 mountains. Well, what's the pshat over here? You know, we saw it's called Bahamas Elef, Bar Elef, that it rests on 1,000 mountains. Rashbam said that it eats in 1,000 mountains. What's the number here? What does it mean? Elof ha-mispar gadol b'yosef shachiburim. Mikam ve'elof se revava. So elof is the biggest number of chiburim. Revava means many thousands. It doesn't, you know, it just means a lot. So in a certain sense, elof, it means behema is koilel, all that is brought them together. I want to add a point over here that I think is very cool in these words and that are important. The whole Pasach Eliyahu, the whole Hakdama, and that Nusach Sfarad say it before davening, and it's the whole point of that Pasach Eliyahu is that we struggle between. In order to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through many different parts and pieces. All the spheres that we talk about, the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, what's the right word for it? They're HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming through pratim. Midas HaChesed is a prat, Midas HaGvur is a prat, Vers is a prat. All of these are pratistikim in Hagim. And Mr. Spheres. So without understanding the Prat, we never understand it. It's just like if I tell you how do you get from place to place? Here's a car. How does a car work? Well, a car takes you from place to place. That is not, there's zero Havan in that statement. So I need to break it down into every last component. This is where the gas is heated up. This is where it expands. This is where it pushes the piston. This is where it drives the wheels. This is where it transmits the motion to here, and so on. That's the hasbar of a car. But unless, if I were to hear a half a shear on a car, just the engine expanding and pushing and pulling, I still wouldn't know what a car is. A car is a vehicle that gets me from place to place. So being teufisit correctly requires almost two hafechim. It requires understanding the pratim and understanding the klal. So if a person, that's the pasul yo, we try. It's very important for us to understand that even though we're breaking down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga into subunits and individual pieces, my assumption is because in tefillah we do that, different brachas and tefillah on the chuvin can get different on hagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still in the big picture, we put it together and we need to say, even though we can break down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hagas different pieces, it's one big picture. That's why it's a chotel yaver that for the point of chibur, I have to deher not a mid of chesed, not a mid of din, not a mid of this, not a mid of that. I need to deher Hashem echad. Okay.
Let me just one nakuda. We've mentioned over and over the idea of tzura and chaymer, and how the chaymer is inanimate and would be nothing, and
right,
the tzura and how guf and neshama without a guf is a nothing, and how we need both the interplay between the two and the low level of existence that is the guf, and how the goof brings it down, and the higher level plane of existence, which is the neshama and the tension, and they bring each other in different directions, and our avodah is to be lamayla.
Right.
So now we're taking this goof chaymer, and we're calling it behema. I mean, what more are we doing, lamayla? So we're just adding more adjectives to say it's not only the nothingness that we described as goof and as chaymer, and it's not only the entirely the gashmi, we're giving it a super adjective and saying it's almost like a behema. So I mean, what profound nakuda are we adding by behema, other than saying this is super duper guf? Is there another knach that's being conveyed with this?
So yes, because behema is to us the chaymer most similar to life. If I can make a mistake and touch on something and call it chaymer and call it ruchnius or quasi ruchnius, it would be like a behema. There are many, many people who call the chelak abahami of a human being Adam. It's living, it's sentient, it's this, it's that. A person's, if we're to look for an object that is similar and yet extremely dissimilar from Tzuras Adam, I would have to say that it's a behema.
Uh-huh.
So it's a type of thing which we can talk about as being very, very similar, and yet being it sharpens the contrast. It's a tsuris kiyum. So we understand that earth and stones, this and that, is just inanimate and so on. But here is something that has a tsuris kiyum. A person has a goof, and the goof has ritzinus, and he feels good about himself, feels bad about himself, and so on. It's the biggest quasi parallel existence. That's why it's so unique.
Huh. So would it be accurate to say that so long as we're defining the chelik of guf within Adam in terms within Adam, it still has a tzura el yoina, a connotation of a tzura el yoina, that it's still part of an Adam. So we have to leave the dimension of Adam and say, This guf, this is, it's so chaymer that it's out of the dimension of Adam, and it's mamish, it's behema. It's mamish a behema, and that's how we can give an accurate description of exactly what we're talking about here. Would that be a proper understanding?
Right. yeah, it's something that I can correct. Mm-hmm. The it represents be'etzem, it represents the part in Adam himself that corresponds to Chaima. If I want to put a finger on the chelik in Adam himself that corresponds to Chaima and is distant and Tratzura, that's the chelik habahami of a person, the nefesh habahamas of a person. It's and that's why you have the two different elements of it. It's interesting that in Chazal, when they want to speak the simonim of a saris, what a simonim of a saris is that the zera splatters all over. It doesn't go in a straight line with force, but it sort of spatters. And that's very much represents the Nekuda, that it has to be one. It has to be focused as one. That's this chelak of the Adam. In order for it to be able to, just go back to what he said before, when he spoke about Malchus, a Malchus requiring to be all together, that's exactly what what's implied by it. It all has to come together as a focal point of you know, coming together and being Masriya. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. I have a call. I have to, okay.